is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you...
...saying that you need goals in your team if you're going to survive in the Premier League. The early signs from Liam Delap, capped with that brilliant second, are really positive for Ipswich.
They certainly are. I mean, Aston Villa struggled with him. Pau Torres and Diego Costa really... Oh, Carlos, sorry, really struggled to deal with him. He sort of bullied them almost all game. And his runs down the left-hand side when he scored that second goal was excellent. His step over, tucked inside, and then found that bottom right-hand corner was brilliant.
We said before the game, you know, we talked about Aston Villa, massive game coming up on Wednesday. We're doing live commentary on 5 Live of the Bayern Munich game, and would it have an impact? But this wasn't that, was it? It was just two teams really going at it. It was nothing to do with looking past Ipswich Town, was it?
No, I don't think so. I think Villa definitely didn't look beyond it. It was all about today, and I think they just came up against an Ipswich side, obviously, who are, you know, they're fighting for their lives. Even though it's early start of the season, they want to get on a run. They need to get on a run. This has to become a fortress. And today's performance, and helped along by a fantastic crowd, I think is a lot of credit to them. They never gave up, and they're, like I said in the commentary, unlucky not to get more out of this game.
Absolutely. Thank you both. Ipswich 2, Aston Villa 2. Cracking game on Premier League Sunday. Hopefully here at Old Trafford, where Manchester United and Tottenham get underway in just under half an hour's time, will be just as good. Much more focus to come here in the Championship. It's half-time in that game between Swansea and Bristol City. Molly Stevens.
Yes, Swansea 1, Bristol City 0. What a first half of football, Steve. End to end, lively, loads of chances. A close-range header from Ben Cabango giving Swansea the lead 15 minutes in. The Wales centre-back found space in and amongst a scramble at the far post to head home. And the second half is just getting underway here. Swansea 1, Bristol City 0.
To Bristol now, and the cricket, any hope for England emerging? Nick Ashragani.
Well, there was a little bit of hope when they took that second wicket of Matthew Short, but Australia's still 2 wickets down, still well ahead of where they need to be should the rains come in terms of the Duckworth-Lewis method, although they still need to bowl a few more overs to get that in. 20 overs constitutes a match here. 310 is the target as things stand. Australia currently 123 for 2 in the 15th over. Steve Smith and Josh Inglis at the crease.
Live commentary right now on 5 Sports Extra in the Gallagher Premiership at half-time. It's Leicester 10, Bath 5, so we'll keep you up to date with that. Other football scores earlier, it finished Rangers 1, Hibs 0 in the Scottish Premiership. In the Women's Super League, Manchester City beat Brighton by a goal to nil. Manchester United won by a goal to nil at Everton. Half-time, Leicester 0, Arsenal 0 and West Ham 0, Liverpool 1. The 4:30 game is Aston Villa versus Tottenham. Tottenham's men's team, of course, are here at Old Trafford to face Manchester United. We'll get the build-up underway proper after the news with Alison Hughes.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Lebanon's Prime Minister says Israeli airstrikes may result in the largest displacement movement his country has ever seen, with as many as 1 million people fleeing their homes. Najib Mikati said a diplomatic solution to the conflict was the only option, despite Israel escalating its flight against Hezbollah by killing the group's leader, Hassan Nasrallah. The Israeli military says 20 other senior Hezbollah figures also died in the strike on Beirut. The government here says it's prepared for every contingency when it comes to evacuating British nationals from Lebanon. The Foreign Office is advising people in the country to leave immediately. Ministers say they're working with commercial airlines to make sure flights are available. Ala Galayini, who's pregnant, is one of those who've managed to get out. She arrived in London this morning.
I was seeing buildings being bombed, huge, huge fires, buildings falling down, collapsing. It wasn't just one bomb, it would be around 20 after each other and people still stuck under rubble. So you smell it all and it's all over the city, no matter how far you are.
An 8-year-old boy has died after suffering gunshot wounds to the head and face at a farm in Cumbria. A man in his 60s has been arrested on suspicion of assault and gross negligence manslaughter. The Conservative conference is opening today in Birmingham. All four leadership candidates will be trying to win support before MPs eliminate two more of them. One of the candidates, Kemi Badenoch, has defended comments she made, claiming that not all cultures are valid.
I actually think it's extraordinary that people think that's an unusual or controversial thing to say. Of course, not all cultures are equally valid. I don't believe in cultural relativism. I believe in Western values, the principles which have made this country great. And I think that we need to make sure that we continue to abide by those principles to keep the society that we have now.
A man in his 20s has died and two are in hospital after being stabbed in South London. Police responded to reports of a large group of people fighting with knives in Lambeth. And five supercars worth a combined £450,000 are believed to have been stolen from an airfield in Norfolk. The Audi, Lamborghini, Mercedes, Porsche and Volkswagen were used for driving experience days.
On BBC iPlayer.
Marcus Calderwood identified me before he died.
Why did he identify you?
I don't know.
A cop who smashed his car into a guy trying to save the planet.
Allegedly, he's still entitled to a defence.
I don't think we should touch this.
Starring Michael Socker and Adil Akhtar.
Before we go to court, is there anything I need to know?
The new series of Show Trial.
I'm Officer X.
Watch all episodes from next Sunday on BBC iPlayer.
This is Five Live Sport
with Steve Crossman.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
And good afternoon from Old Trafford. If we have time before kickoff, we'll see if we can bring you some live reaction to that brilliant game at Portman Road. Ipswich 2, Aston Villa 2. But here we are 25 minutes away from kickoff. The players of Manchester United and Tottenham Hotspur in front of us, warming up, getting ready for what should be an absolutely fascinating afternoon. Let's start with the team news with correspondent John Murray.
Yes, Manchester United, Tottenham always has a great ring to it, doesn't it? The team news today, Manchester United give one of their summer signings, Manuel Ugarte, a first start in the Premier League. Tottenham are without their captain, Son Heung-min, for the first time this season in their Premier League starting lineup. So the Manchester United team, Onana in goal, Mazraoui, De Ligt, Martinez and Dalot, then Manu, Ugarte and captain Bruno Fernandes, Garnacho on the right, Rashford on the left and Joshua Zirkzee through the middle. So Eriksen and Amad Diallo are among the substitutes today. And actually, Victor Lindelof is back among the substitutes after recovering from a toe injury. First time he's been involved this season. Harry Maguire is absent. He's had a knock in training, we are told. And the Tottenham team then, without Son, who's been ruled out with a hamstring injury. Timo Werner starts in the Premier League for Tottenham for the first time this season. The Spurs side, Vicario in goal, Porro, Captain Romero, Van de Ven and Udogi. Then Bentancur with Kulusevski and Maddison. Brennan Johnson, three goals in his last three appearances. Werner on the left. And then Dominic Solanke, who's off the mark with two goals in his last two.
It's a little bit milder inside Old Trafford than I expected. There was certainly that little chill in the air as we walk toward the stadium this afternoon. Lots of big coats I can see around us. It's the sixth game of a Premier League season. We are certainly starting to feel like we're in autumn now, Leon Osman, and we're just reaching that stage where people do look at the league table and one of these two will know after this game they could be in the bottom half.
Yeah, you know, whether you really want to or not, you do kind of break the season down and you do look at, you know, getting to the first international stage, and then you do look at six, seven games in and you do start to assess how your season has started, where you're at, has it gone as we'd have planned, are we playing well, are results as they would be, are we scoring enough goals, how many conceded. You do go through all that, and this game is a tipping point for both teams. There's no doubt about it. Win this game and it's a reasonable start to the season, something to work on. Lose this game and you're in the bottom half, conceded too many, lost too many, things aren't going as smoothly as you would have liked. So hopefully that doesn't mean we see either team playing negatively, playing with the reins on, making sure they don't lose rather than they go and win the game, because that can get into the back of your mind. Hopefully we see two teams that are prepared to go at it. Generally they do. Generally they try and play good football and be on the front foot. And fingers crossed, with the attack and talent both teams have got out there today, we're in for an entertaining afternoon.
Does the Tottenham lineup in particular potentially answer that question of how they might approach this game?
Yeah, well, I think Ange Postecoglou is quite adamant in his beliefs, and you know, he plays a high line, and he told everyone, regardless, this is how we're going to play. We won't be changing. And with his attacking style of football as well, I thought with Heung-min Son not being available and coming to Old Trafford in a game like this today, they may sacrifice that forward-thinking player, maybe move Kulusevski or James Maddison into a wide area and bring in Yves Bissouma into the middle just to make it a little bit more compact, a little bit more competitive in the middle of that pitch where you don't want to give too much ground up. But they haven't. Son's out, so we'll just, like for like, we'll throw an extra attacking player into the fold with Timo Werner with his pace on that left-hand side, and that leaves Bentancourt again with Maddison and Kulusevski in the centre of the pitch. Two players that, you know, are certainly more offensive players with quality on the ball, but you know, if Spurs do tend to they do have a spell without the ball, you know, they might ask a few questions of them.
I was thinking the same as you, Leon. I know, because we've already discussed it, exactly that, whether Bissouma would play with Bentancourt. But why on earth did we think that? Because Ange Postecoglou has just stuck to his principles.
Yeah, I mean, and he's adamant that's what he's going to do, and he sticks to it. So we shouldn't be surprised. But you look at Spurs' results, and yes, you mentioned before, they've won three games on the run now, which is a good bit of momentum, three different competitions. But generally, they've not done that well. They've lost 7 of 14 since the start of April. I think that was away from home. They've lost 14 Premier League games since November 2023.
Yeah, so they've lost 14 of their last 33 Premier League games. They're not great numbers.
No, so there's two ways of looking at that. Do you do what Ange is doing and you say, well, I'm sticking to my principles, I'll put in an extra attacker and we'll win them games instead. We'll turn those defeats into wins. Or is your mentality to, well, I'll tell you what, we're picking up, we'll be a little bit more difficult to beat, we'll be a little bit more difficult to hit on the counter-attack, because Spurs are having so much possession of the ball, they are getting hit on the counter-attack, they are open for fast breaks and teams with pace in that area. Do I put an extra player in there that stops that makes us more difficult to beat, and trust that we've still got enough quality with the four attacking players ahead of that, because they've got enough quality to score one, two goals in every single game, Spurs. Have they got the quality to come away to difficult places and keep clean sheets?
The other thing, John, is it's easier to stick to your principles if there isn't a big fear factor necessarily around the opposition. I saw Dominic Solanke sat down with a few of the papers this week and he said, you know, we go to Manchester United with no fear, etc., etc. But they've got that in common with quite a few teams, to be honest.
I don't know. I mean, Leon's probably the best one to answer this. And in our role, in our job, we can come here and think about what the scenarios will be if teams lose games. And that's almost my starting point, because I'm thinking about, you know, as we've discussed earlier, what will the narrative be here if they lose, if Manchester United lose, if Tottenham lose? When you're a footballer, Leon, you've got to put that out of your mind, haven't you, about what might happen if you lose?
Yeah, but it's easier said than done. You want to be able to come to Old Trafford. Look, I've been to in Everton teams where we come to Old Trafford and we've been playing against Manchester United when they were absolutely fantastic, where they were so difficult to beat, and you come here and you're kind of hoping we can work harder, we can get a result, we can sort of nick something if they don't play well and we all play really, really well, because I'm talking about the Uniteds that were winning title after title. But I don't think this is the same Manchester United at the moment. I think everyone would agree with that.
I think you might be right there.
Yeah, this is a team that you can actually come to Old Trafford and have a go at, and you might actually come away with something quite comfortably. So I think that's the mindset of a lot of managers and teams these days, and Spurs seem to be of the same ilk today, that no, we're not going to go and be competitive, we're not going to put more men behind the ball, we're going to go on the offence, we're going to trust that we create chances and score goals. The issue is, you know, they played Newcastle, they had more chances than Newcastle and lost the game. They played Arsenal, had a good share of the game and lost the game. And that's what I'm talking about. If your attacking players don't score and don't take advantage of momentum and opportunities, have you got enough to make sure the opposition don't score? And at the minute, in those big moments, Spurs haven't done that well enough.
And just thinking about the psychological thing as well, you know, just as we were talking about that, watching Marcus Rashford with the ball on the ground just outside the D, he's just, you know, attempting a free kick there, which he put wide to the left of the goal. And on our screen in front of us, up here, it focused in on his boots, and he's got written on the side of his boots, "Believe in yourself." And you know, to me, that again, that underlines the psychological side of things. Because if there's one thing that Marcus Rashford needs to do, sure, it's believe in himself. But he knows that, doesn't he? He doesn't need it written on his boots.
Yeah, I would have thought so with regards to himself. Maybe it's a last-minute message to himself as he puts his boots on. Maybe it's for, you know, his followers on social media around the world. Maybe it's something in that way, because somebody who is at his level shouldn't need that written down. He should have it within himself, and he does. You know, when you see him playing the way we know he can, he can be absolutely fantastic. He has had a difficult year, a difficult 18 months, but you know, he got back in the goals a couple of weeks back and continued it. And he seems to be on the road to recovery.
Yeah, 3 goals in the 2 matches. Scored at Southampton, got a couple of goals against Barnsley in the 7-0 here, and then was left out against Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park, although did start again against 20.
He overdone it, didn't he? He overdid it.
Well, I have to say, it did raise an eyebrow when that happened.
Yeah, well, it certainly did. I think a lot of people felt the same way about that. Also warming up away to our left-hand side, just having a chat with one of the Manchester United coaches, is Rasmus Højlund. And I was thinking, Leon, about Manchester United today. Last season, Erik ten Hag talked a lot about injuries, and I think, you know, a lot of people would say he had every right to talk about injuries, because they had quite a few. Look at this Manchester United, not just team, but squad today. This is an absolute full complement. There is certainly no excuses for Manchester United this season. I mean, who knows what will happen in terms of injuries, but this is their strongest side.
Yeah, arguably, yeah. I mean, on paper, they look very good. They look like they could be a competitive outfit for anyone. It's turning those names into performances, which is then into results. And, you know, in the midfield three, you've got Ugarte coming in to hopefully give that, as I mentioned before, midfield three on paper looks brilliantly balanced. But can we see that in performances? You're right, he's gone with Xerxes up front today instead of Rasmus Højlund. Maybe doesn't quite feel he's ready for a start, but it's a big season for Højlund. He came in big money last year. Yes, he had an okay season, but certainly didn't hit the heights they were hoping he'd hit. This is that second season. You've had a look at it in the first season. You've got to understand the physicality, what's required, the levels of consistency needed week in, week out. So I think they're ready for him to get off the mark, and that they want to give him, ease him in to make sure he doesn't suffer with injuries. But what they give for him to start scoring goals and become the striker they're hoping he does.
The cheers in the background from the Stretford end as the Manchester United players leave the pitch, having completed their warm-up. There's been a goal in the WSL at Leicester. Chris Coles.
They've had to be very patient, but Arsenal are finally in front, and it comes from a Leicester error. Short back pass to the goalkeeper. Alessio Russo nips in, patiently waits for support. Frieda Marnham provides it and taps into an empty net to make it Leicester nil, Arsenal 1, an hour played.
Let's move across to Leicester Tigers at Welford Road, at home to Bath. There's been a try, Chris Jones.
Yeah, try to Bath. Leicester 10, Bath 10. Beautiful Bath try. Set move from a scrum. Tom de Glanville in the right corner. 29 minutes to go, 10 all, but Bath coming in with a 6-2 bench, but injuries to their starting wingers, so play the last part of this game with flanker Josh Bayliss on the wing. 10 all, 51 minutes gone.
Let's go back to Bristol. Live commentary now on 5 Sports Extra, that decisive ODI between England and Australia. Nick Eshragani.
Yep, 310 the target for Australia. They're ticking along nicely still. They're 133 for 2 after 18 overs. Steve Smith on 29, Josh Inglis on 4. It's gotten very dark here, quite windy as well, but still, crucially, no rain. 133 for 2 Australia after 18 overs.
Leon, let's move on to Tottenham Hotspur then. There's an argument, actually, that Ange Postecoglou, like Erik ten Hag, has almost his first choice 11 out there, with one very, very big issue. Very big issue, the absence of Heung-min Son.
Yeah, slight issue. Yeah, I mean, I think he'd be pleased with what he's got available. I mean, if you're losing Son, but you can bring in a Timo Werner and still leave out a Bissouma. You've got Dragosin, okay, got sent off in the week. Young Archie Gray, you've got Bergvall Spence. You know, the Pevemete Sarr on the bench. They look like they're getting there or thereabouts, Spurs. But again, as I said about Manchester United before, it's one thing to have names on the paper. You've got to now start to see not only levels of performance on the pitch, which we've seen at times from Spurs when they beat Everton 4-0 and, you know, the way they came back and beat Brentford 3-1, that not just the performance on the pitch, it's the consistency levels to be able to do it week in, week out, whether you go away, whether you're at home, regardless of the competition you're up against, you have to see those levels. And I think that's what's held holding Spurs back at the moment.
You can hear the tannoy in the background. That's because they are about to announce and introduce a massive Manchester United fan, and she has a sparkling, shimmering gold medal around her neck. Keely Hodgkinson, 800 metre Olympic gold medalist in Paris, with her hands around her gold medal, is announced here at Old Trafford. And they have a special Manchester United shirt ready to deliver to Keely Hodgkinson. And she just clasps that gold medal in her left hand and waves to all the Manchester United supporters here. I've got to say, John Murray, I was here when Manuel Ugarte was introduced, and this is a similar level of reception.
Well, I mean, she was... that race was fantastic, wasn't it? You know, the grit that she showed, the raw talent that she's got. You know, I think that's why she's got the reception that she has, because I'm sure most of these people watched it, saw it, witnessed it and felt it.
I think the microphones down pitch side probably aren't quite good enough for us to dip into the chat that they're having with Keely Hodgkinson, but great to see her today at Old Trafford, Olympic gold medalist from Paris. And Manuel Ugarte, who I mentioned, Leon Osman, was introduced here just a few weeks ago. That's what it seems like. He starts alongside Kobbie Mainoo today for the first time. Now, that partnership could be so key, not just to today, but to the whole season for Manchester United.
Yes, because every team needs a competitive midfield duo. They need to have a midfield complement that can create goals but also stop goals, not seem like the pitch is so open. And no getting away, Old Trafford is, I think it's probably the biggest pitch in the Premier League. I think it's always tried to be at the maximum of the area you can have. It always felt like that when I came here and played anyway. But you know, that means it's difficult for the home players to cover as well. Casemiro struggled to get round the pitch of late. Christian Eriksen's a wonderful technician. He doesn't get about the pitch that well either. Kobbie Mainoo's a wonderful talent, but again, I wouldn't say his strength is getting around the pitch. So they're having to find someone that can do that, that can cover the distances, that can get box to box across this pitch to make it seem like there's even more bodies in there and you can get around them. And it's an important role, absolutely no doubt about it. It's one of the most important roles within the team. That's why there's been all the talk about the injury to Rodri and how important Declan Rice is to Arsenal. Those players that can cover distances, that can stop the opposition playing, and that's now Ugarte's role for Manchester United.
Yeah, he's gone for it today. And for Erik ten Hag's position, his future as Manchester United manager, he needs this to work, this combination. This combination, yep. Looking at it on the paper, Ugarte and Mainoo, that looks like what he hopes will be the future. Because Casemiro, 32 years old, you know, we said all we said when we were here for the Liverpool game about him. He's on the bench today. Christian Eriksen, also 32. He started the last four matches, but he's on the bench today. So it's a big day. It's a big day for that partnership in a match like this for the manager.
And I suspect Leon Eriksen probably would have ended up on the bench even if he hadn't said in midweek that FC Twente looked like they wanted it more than them in the Europa League.
Yeah, but I think it was honest of him, you know, his own assessment of how he felt being inside that dressing room. It's not what the manager certainly would have wanted to hear. You know, it can be taken out of context that because every single player who steps onto the football pitch wants to win the game. I think what he meant was they were prepared to do more than we were to get a result. They were prepared to work hard and win the challenges, and we weren't competitive enough. And I think most people would admit that, having watched the game, that it looked like FC Twente were the team on the front foot. Certainly after that goal, looked like they were pushing to try and win the game at one point. And that would have been disappointed for the United team, for the United manager, you know, starting the European campaign or having that European game at home. They would have wanted to get off to a good start. And the last thing you want to hear is that the other team came to Old Trafford and really fought harder for that result.
Just going back to Tottenham.
Yep.
on the inclusion of Timo Werner and the leaving out of the injured Son. Ange Postecoglou has just been talking, doing his interview on TV. And on Son, as I say, it's a hamstring injury, but Postecoglou said it's a short turnaround from Thursday night to today. Said Son just was not right for today. He said, we've had key players missing before. We have to learn to cope without them. And on Timo Werner's inclusion, who we are very much expecting will be on the left-hand side, Postecoglou said, this is where Timo is most comfortable, as it's his position. This is why we bought him, for situations like this.
Flipping it over to the right-hand side, Leon, of that forward line. We were talking about partnerships just now. Ange Postecoglou has said he thinks he sees a developing relationship between Brennan Johnson and Dominic Solanke. Now, as we said, Solanke's got off the mark. He's got his 2-2. Brennan Johnson has scored 3-3. So he's actually halfway to his tally already in the whole of last season.
Yeah, and that's what you want as a manager. You bring players in. I think it was thought that he didn't get off the mark quickly with regards to his Spurs career last year. That when you're coming into that front line that had Kulusevski and Son and Kane, and you know, you're trying to fight your position and fight for your opportunity. But he's got up and running now. He has ridiculous pace. He's got a brilliant finish. He can go through on goal. He works his socks off with regards to the team, which is always what should be required, but it's not always what you get from players with ridiculous attacking talent. So, yeah, I think it's been good watching him settle into this Tottenham Hotspur team, because, you know, he's still young relatively. He's moved from his club down to London to be part of Spurs, and doesn't always work instantly. But I think you're starting to see the best of him at the moment.
And that's why Dominic Solanke's two goals in the last two games have been so important as well. The last thing he wanted, especially having had that ankle injury right at the start of the season, was for the wait for his first Tottenham goal to drag on and drag on. Well, it hasn't. Teams just lining up here in the tunnel then at Old Trafford. Such a big game this afternoon. Neither have started well. Here is an opportunity for a foothold as the players of Manchester United and Tottenham Hotspur emerge from the tunnel. Away to our left-hand side, Christian Romero at the head of the Spurs line, who's been linked with the likes of Real Madrid, and Bruno Fernandes, whose recent performances have certainly drawn a little bit of criticism. Onana behind him, and then the rest of this Manchester United side that defensively have improved a little bit of late. But as Erik ten Hag has said this week, where are the goals? A lot of them in Rasmus Højlund, could be on the bench. We shall see. So reaction to come at half-time to Ipswich 2, Aston Villa 2. We'll keep you up to date with all the other live sport during commentary as the teams line up in front of us for Manchester United against Tottenham Hotspur. And Leon Osman is with correspondent John Murray.
Yes, thank you, Steve. A big patch of blue sky has just appeared over Old Trafford. The floodlights are on now, though, and shining down on the two sets of players who've lined up either side of the halfway line on this last weekend in September 2024. Here they are, two of English football's most famous names, Manchester United and Tottenham, about to play each other here in this stadium for the 100th time. And the players walk along the line, clasping hands together. The mascots are there as well. But they are two teams who are straddling mid-table at this early stage of the season. They're separated only by goal difference at the moment. But it is because we are talking about Manchester United and Tottenham, Leon Osman, that there is this jeopardy about what might happen whoever loses this match.
Yeah, I mean, with the fixtures they've coming up following this game as well, you know, you start to look at being in the bottom half of the table, you start to realise we've not had a good start to the season, regardless of what we thought may happen. Both teams have got aspirations of being in the top four, there's no doubt about that, and suddenly you're six games in, you're in the bottom half, you're looking at some really competitive fixtures coming up. So it's an important game, and it's important for both teams, certainly not to lose, but it would be a real real opportunity to win this game and really put your season back on track.
Yeah, really interesting one this, I'm sure you'll agree. Christian Romero is just making his way to the centre circle. He's the captain of Tottenham in the absence of Son Heung-min. Bruno Fernandes, of course, is there for Manchester United. The classic colours as well. Red shirts of Manchester United, the white shirts of Tottenham with the blue trim. Let me run you through the teams to the backdrop of John Denver. Manchester United with Onana in goal, Mazraoui, De Ligt, Martinez and Dalot. Then in midfield, Menu and Ugarte, his first Premier League start for Manchester United. Manuel Ugarte, the Uruguayan international, signed from Paris Saint-Germain for best part of £50 million this summer. As the World Service listeners join us here at Old Trafford, just running through the Manchester United team, which is Onana, Mazraoui, De Ligt, Martinez and Dalot, Menu, Ugarte and Bruno Fernandes, then Garnacho and Rashford in the wide positions, and Joshua Zirkzee through the middle. And Tottenham, Manchester United are ready to start, but Tottenham are still in a huddle down here to our right next to their supporters. They're doing an Arsenal, actually. That's what Arsenal like to do these.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This
is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.